This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just thinking about how fascinating this radio program is. If I do say so, this is the most interesting, this sounds really self-serving, doesn't it? Most interesting radio program you can find anywhere because there's so much going on and there are so many different things on our priority list. What's on your priority list today? No, you don't have much on your priority list today?
No, I think there are a lot. There are a lot of priorities to go through.
Yeah. Everybody
has never enough time.
That's right. We have so many tasks that need to be done and ought to be done. Some of them would be well done. You're well suited to do them. And some you're not. If you're a delegator, like if you're husband and wife, how do you delegate the responsibilities of whatever home life is all about? Do you volunteer? Do you say, honey, will you do this? The old honey-do list? Who's the leader in your family, or is there none? If it's equity and diversity and inclusion, and then it's, everybody figures, okay, this is my task, I'm good at it, and you've got yours. There's equity and inclusion at home, right? There's all this focus on diversity and equity. I don't know about diversity here at home. Well, maybe there is. Diverse chores. Like, it's expected that women will do the dishes, right? That
goes back. Once upon a time.
Yes, right. Now, not at all. Everybody does the dishes. As well, if you're all eating, then you all ought to clean up, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think it's one of those things with that where sometimes it's, okay, well, if the one person cooked, the other person cleans. Or there might be chores that some people just don't care for less than the other one. Like, say, my husband, he prefers washing dishes because he likes that water on his hands. Sometimes he feels like it's soothing and calming. Mm. Where I do not, I'm more likely to do a different chore that maybe he doesn't like. Or when it comes to taking the trash out, if you see the trash needs to be taken out, take it out. It's like, whoever sees it first, just do it. Whoever smells the dirty diaper first, just do it.
That's a very good, I think that's an excellent suggestion. The prices of things, consumer prices, food, energy, those are the, and your home, right? Those are the three biggest things. We spend money on our food, on how we get around or how we heat our homes and the homes themselves. Mm-hmm. If you go back to just before the pandemic, the annual rate of increase was about 2% a year, January of 2020, January of 2021. And then, as the pandemic started to wane and we were out spending all kinds of money, it's gone way up now. As of right now, although this is better than it was last month, it was the highest it's been was January of this year, December last year, December, just in January this year, about 6.5%, almost 7%. The annual change, though, as you look at the guidelines, the things that the government looks at statistically, now the inflation rate or the change is the inflation figures mostly into what you pay for food, what you pay for gasoline, what you pay for a mortgage, up around 5.5% We're on an annualized rate of about 5.5%. So that's good news, as far as I can see. It's better than what we were contending with earlier in the year, for sure. So what does that mean to you? What does all of this stuff mean to you? If the interest rates go up, then you're going to, no matter what, it'll take a whack at this for a moment. You know, the idea of the Fed increasing the rate is so that it'll slow down inflation. But the immediate impact of the Fed increasing the rate is inflation. That's what happens. Go up a quarter of a point, cost of mortgages goes back up again, all of this stuff. Now, the bugaboo here that most people who have any common sense are looking at, and it's just necessarily the inflation rate, how it impacts you, but what does it do? It cuts your buying power. It gives you reason to think, I better get a raise first before I can spend more money. Well, that means that the people that are running businesses have to pay you more, and where do they get it? They have to charge their customers more. Do you see the vicious cycle that's here? It's like being in a barrel. Around and around it goes. So where does it stop? Nobody knows, at least at this point, because the interest rates are a focus of the banking problems themselves. Okay, so there's two different issues here, perhaps, how it impacts you. But then are you worried about your money? If you have money in a 401k, or you've got some money in a bank, or you've invested it in stocks, or whatever it is, so are you going to lose? The answer is no. If you're a short-term thinker, yep, cost of home is going to be higher, car is going to be higher, buying money, especially if you're using, obviously, debt. If you're buying, well, it doesn't make any difference, because if you're buying a new home, the cost to build that home is greater by 5, 6, 7% today than it was last year at this time. So you're going to pay, if you're looking at a house that's $500,000 or was last year at this time, it's going to be $525,000 this year for the same house, using the easy stat of looking at how the cost of all the ingredients to build a home. Well, I'm in the development business now, building a number of homes on a farm called an agrohood, and we're pricing all of the stuff, you know, the kitchen appliances and the things that you know, what are we going to put on the floors and what kind of windows are we going to use and what kind of roofing are we going to use? And you look at those prices and they are, look at any chart, you'll see, I mean, getting the house painted. We got some prices last year from some painters. This year, up. You'd expect everything to go up. And so, again, as I say, in order to pay the wages of the people who are doing all of this, the people who are making various products have to put the prices up. And there are a lot of the analytical stuff that some people understand, some people don't. rates being raised and what the right approach is a subject for great debate. In the meantime, the banks that are insecure, or are they really insecure? See, this is what's wrong, I think, with the system. There are people who are crying, not enough supervision, right? You can see that on every corner. Mm-hmm. The banks, they're not properly inspected by the government. Do you know, I have, and I mention this once in a while, I have my local bank and the president of the bank is my friend, and we talk about this. Even the bank's very healthy, and we know the bank is very healthy. It's got a great balance sheet. And so even in spite of that, last year they had to hire more people, to do compliance for both the state and the federal government. They look at everything. But they look at the little banks. This is like on farming. The government went after the small farmers for stupid stuff, but did they go after the big agribusinesses? No. So the same thing is true in the bank business or any business that has government regulations. They watch the small banks because they can. They don't get any pushback. They watch them. They come, hey, maybe you shouldn't have given that loan, and you shouldn't be charging that much interest, and blah, 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 blah. And meanwhile, who's saying that to Chase? Citibank, right? Or even that bank that that puked over last weekend before that, whenever it was, 2 weeks ago. The amount of regulation they get is minimum in comparison to the way the smaller banks are regulated by the federal government. You see the inequity here? So we're all running around and we're wondering what's going on at our little banks. I don't use big banks. I don't like big banks because I think that they're extraordinarily difficult in one way. You know, they try to get you in the door, but try to borrow money from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They only care about their bottom line.
Yeah. So what I'm saying here is it's very complicated, but the basic principles behind bank regulation are very straightforward. Smaller banks have special scrutiny from the government, and big banks get special benefits because the big banks have all the government money in them, right? Look at if you work for the federal government, where's the check come from? Look at your check and tell me that it doesn't come from one of the four big banks like Chase. I'm telling you, it does. And so that's the problem right there, at least as I see it. What do you say, Jay? I'm talking here. I have very strong feelings about this, as is obvious by my response to what's going on. I just think it's outrageous. It's just outrageous how big companies and everything, it gets bigger. Look at what happened.
Well, that's capitalism, though.
I don't have a problem with capitalism. Mm-hmm. I have a problem with the way it sometimes is applied. So the big banks, the four big banks, took advantage of the situation by buying up a bunch of weaker small banks in the last 2 weeks. Right? Mm-hmm. The government says, yeah, why don't you got lots of money, you go buy that bank out. In normal times, they probably wouldn't agree to that because it's not good. You're not going to get good saving rates. Or whatever. The less competition, the better it is for the big banks.
And it seemed like at once upon a time, there was more of a fight against monopolies. Mm-hmm. And now it just seems like it is what it is. It's almost encouraged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, if somebody asks why didn't the federal regulators intervene, it's because they had the power of their own money and who their friends were. That's why they are as they are where they are. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the spring sale, March 24th through April 3rd, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
No. No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dance? What should we do here?
Swing.
Inspire.
Those shoulders shimmying.
Right. They're sitting in the chair. Hard to sit still for a lot of the Motown music, don't you think? Under the circumstances.
Oh, it really is. 100%.
Yeah. Right. What other kinds of music make you move? Are there categories? Are there singers? Are there people that, I mean, when you boil it down to what makes you move, what is it that makes you move? You ever think about that? Think about what makes you move. What makes you smile? When I'm driving along, I hear a song I want to sing along with. I smile. It's a, you know, it's a great motivator to get in the car and turn the radio up loud. I remember a police officer stopped me once. I was doing 85 in a 50-mile-an-hour zone or something. And he said, "What's the matter with you?" And I said, "Oh, listen to this music. Man, how can you not move your body to this music?"
Yeah.
Right? Move your body.
You didn't realize you were tapping your foot on the gas pedal.
It was interesting because last week when I was with Miles, one of the things that came out was he was dancing. When I come into the, when I run into the house, he's usually comes running over to me, "Gramps, Gramps, Gramps." And I said to him, because the music was on and he was dancing, I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm shaking my booty." Yeah. Okay, Miles. Good for you. All right, let's see what's going on. When you go to our social media pages, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, what would you say was the most significant thing? You ask lots of good questions. You get some responses. We talk about them in general terms during the week, and sometimes on the weekend, as we do the countdown show, we get specific stuff. So you asked a question about Trump and getting the law enforcement problems he's having, and the take that our listeners have. So Brian says, somebody asking a question about a radio program. Anyway, about us on
David says history repeats itself.
Auburn, California. Yeah, David. History repeats itself. So what do you suppose he means by that? That's a pretty
good question.
Yeah, it is. Johnny Powell said, "For the good of the American people, I think I will elect myself king and be done with both the parties." There you go, Johnny. You're on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's it.
Jeff Schmidt says this is just a distraction from what's really going on, saying Dems will do anything to keep him out of the election of 2024, and they know it will be embarrassing for them.
I think there's too much of that thinking. There's too much of the one direction, like Trump is bigger and better. I still don't get it, what there is, the fascination with him and how it is that he's gotten as far as he has, given, you know, what his real story is.
There's always been a fascination with him, even way back in the day before reality television, when he was just a super rich celebutant.
Yeah, a celebutant. Wow, I never heard that. Celebutant. Would you make up that word, or is that something that's
used? Is that what they're called?
Celebutant. I don't know.
Like,
that's
way
really
back
good.
In the day, society, like a society guy.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Carol Thomas, the more that comes to light regarding politics, it seems the Democratic politicians, even the Republican politicians, aren't exactly caring for the people. Yeah, that's true. That part of it is true. So we have all of these people who are talking about what the problem is. How do we fix the problem?
Mm-hmm.
What's the fix to the problem? You got the problem. We all know what the problem is with Trump or any of these others. But what do we do to fix it? Because it's got to be fixed. Can't stay the way that it is. Gretchen said protesters, we're talking about protesters here, should be a lot of protests. That's true. No rioting. Just protesting. That's the byword here. 28 after, this is Good Day.
Energy got expensive. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. There are things you can do right there at home to cut energy cost. Are you running a load of wash? Unless you're attacking serious stains, the cold water mode is okay for most of what you're washing. And wait until you have a full load to save electricity and water. Ditto for the dishwasher, which will also save on detergent, which is pricey now. And stocking up on groceries doesn't just take advantage of bargains you find. Your freezer works more efficiently when it's full, because all the stuff in there is frozen, so you'll use less electricity. As for the fridge, set it between 28 and 42 degrees Fahrenheit, and the freezer between 0 and 5. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve, fighting for the financial system in the United States, continued to fight inflation by raising the interest rate banks pay for money another quarter percentage point yesterday. At least one person is injured after an F1 tornado ripped through Montebello, California in East Los Angeles. This high school student was in class when the tornado hit.
All of a sudden, we open the door a little bit, and then we just see like a gust of wind starting to build up, and then it just like got faster and faster.
The Houston, Texas suspect, 17-year-old Joseph Harrell, accused of paralyzing a mother of three by attacking her in a robbery, had his bond cut in half yesterday. Harrell was out on a $100 weapons violation bond when the alleged attack paralyzing the woman took place. Today is officially National Puppy Day, a possum day for all dog enthusiasts. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people who are listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed, and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DOUG. 34 at the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm the Dugger. Jay Kirshner is here with you to work our way through some of the issues of the day, the things that are happening, the people that folks are talking about. What is it that matters? And when I talk about what matters, do you think, well, what does that mean to me? And so maybe I'll throw a little of that in. I'll tell you what it means to me, and then you can reflect if you'd like on social media or trying 855-999-DOUG. As Ed did, here's a pilot yesterday, I don't know, yesterday, the day before, a couple of, within the last day or so, we were talking about landing planes on airfields at airports that are right on top of the city. I used Reagan in Washington as an example. LaGuardia is another one. The San Diego airport. There are a number of airports that require you to pay close attention. Well, I mean, you should be always like when you go to Denver and you land in the middle of a field, it's different in some cities than it is in others. So this fellow was a pilot, and he had some things he was reflecting on as a former, well, he still is a pilot, he was a former professional airline pilot. So I like, this is the kind of stuff, there's an exchange of ideas here. When you call and you bitch at me about something that I've said, those calls, once in a while I'll put those calls on the air because they're fun to listen to. But if you keep calling with the same kind of comments, the same people call, you're never going to get back on the air. So why waste your time? Say what, Jay?
Nitpicking.
Yeah, forget about that. All right, so here's a caller from whom we learned something. Go ahead, James.
You want to see something really cool? Go to the parking lot at the end of runway 27. Pay the price, drive all the way up onto the top layer of that parking lot, and then take some pictures. That's what you call it. Aluminum overcast comes by. You won't believe it. You'd say, I don't know how they never hit this parking lot coming into 27 at San Diego Lindbergh Field. That's the tip of the day. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, Ed.
Interesting.
It is.
That almost makes me think of the scene in Wayne's World where Wayne and Garth are on the hood of the car and they're like having a conversation and then they're waiting for planes to go over because it's so they seem so close and they just kind of like scream at the top of their lungs as the plane goes over.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, and Lindbergh Field, that would be a good quiz question. What's the name? And because he was so controversial with, I mean, what he did as far as circumnavigating the globe in a plane, that was cool. But yet his approach to the enemy in World War II didn't gain him any friends. So at any rate, the whole business about his baby, interesting character in Americana, excuse me a moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you know it's springtime. Okay, so the reason that I think what Ed's point was, and others who are observers at airports, think about my whole first focus was on landing in the clouds and how you used to not be able to do it, and now you can. And so think about that in terms of your own life, right? Do you ever feel like you're alone in the clouds? Do you ever feel like you're isolated? Do you ever feel like you're nobody else has ever experienced what you have experienced in your life? You're all alone, and you're lost in a cloud. Well, as the planes land, so can you. I would say that if you feel like you're lost from time to time, just take stock in who you are and what you are and what you're doing. I'm reminded of a conversation that we actually had most recent podcast of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, how depression can affect your sleep and also can create heart issues and Alzheimer's and that sort of thing. So if you feel like you're depressed, and there's a lot of mental health to be discussed here for sure, then you should find a professional. That's what Ken recommends, and you can hear that. Also a discussion of anti-nausea drugs given to pregnant women and what has resulted from that, a study of colon cancer, all kinds of things. What we do with Ken every week on Good Day Health is go through the journals of medicine to relate to you the studies that they are publishing and how does it affect you, your life, your health. And I've just spent 2 days with Ken down in Florida. I'm sure this week on Good Day Health we'll talk about that because I throw HIPAA to the wind and talk about the things that I think might help you, my experiences, and how they could help you. Mm-hmm. Dr. Ken explains lots of things in a very systematic and professional way. And so get it on Good Day Health, all the Good Day Health show podcasts, whether it's Jack Stockwell, who takes a homeopathic approach, Ken, a more traditional approach to medicine.
I think that's what's so great, because they can both tie in and you get a look at both worlds of health.
Mm-hmm. This week, I know we're going to talk about what's happened after pandemic. You know, we're talking about what happens with the finances, what's going to be the after effect of this current slowdown. Well, there are all kinds of after effects based on what you have eaten, what you've experienced. If you've been in a, make sure if you're like, for example, we'll talk about traffic accidents and what happens if you're pregnant in a, what the studies suggest happens to women who are involved in accidents. You know, you got to be careful when you're carrying a baby, what you do, what you're exposed to, even driving. You know, the whole seatbelt thing. Seatbelts are very dangerous if you're driving a car and you have a seatbelt on and you get in an accident. Very dangerous because of the placement of the seatbelts. And who would have thought of that? You just think that you're safer, right? Being in a car with seatbelts, not so necessarily true.
Especially our good depending day. On where your seat is.
Exactly.
Like how it's adjusted with the driving seat. Because a lot of times people are way too close to the steering wheel even.
Exactly. All right. And also our daily download, the download you can find at Good Day Show. Well, the Good Day Health Show. It's gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I was listening yesterday to the podcast I went to. As a matter of fact, I was about to call you, Jay, because I went with a friend who was listening to the program, and then we were figuring out how, you know, if this is probably too inside radio, but I wish somebody could come along with something that would make it easy. Like if you're listening to the Good Day Show in your car and you happen to not be in range of a radio station, so you put your device on gooddayshow.com and it comes up and your phone rings. So you got to answer the phone so the broadcast stops. So when you go back after the phone call's over, it should go automatically back to, I'm speaking to people who I know are frustrated with this, and I don't understand why it doesn't automatically go back either. Do you? Why doesn't the...
Well, it doesn't, if you're listening to the actual radio and a phone call comes on, it... If you're using a Bluetooth, it would stop the sound of the radio, but the show itself, the program itself, doesn't pause.
No. But when you're done with the call, it should go right back automatically to the show, and it doesn't, as I was witness to that yesterday. So
that's interesting.
Right. If I figure that out.
I'm going to have to try that next time, because I've been using it, and not from my phone, but from the computer.
Yeah.
And if I multitask and I go to a different website and something else has a video and it starts playing, it pauses the show. And then as soon as I close that tab, the show comes right back on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's see if we can't fix that, because I know a lot of people like to listen out of the day part that it's on. It's live, and then it's fed all day, every day. And so if you didn't hear the program yesterday, get bits and pieces of it in the daily download, my flight home, the discussion about the interaction still goes on with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I talk about also the war on radio and new cars. That's become something almost a pesky thing I talk about every day. Dr. Jack talks about food being the best medicine. You'll get that as part of the podcast every day. Lots of helpful information that can be discussed and renders something good for you in that head of yours. So if you want the information on the Good Day Show, it's gooddayshow.com. Following us on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter at Good Day on Air. And if you want to listen, I found our podcast yesterday on iHeart. Frankly, I was listening to that. It's on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, anywhere you find
everywhere.
Podcast,
right? And there's a bonus episode from yesterday with the conversation with Uri Geller.
Ah, good.
Which was a fascinating one on aliens and the possibility of how humans actually exist. Where did we come from?
I know where we came from. Didn't come out of a swamp. There's a big discussion going on. I want to spend a few minutes on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Are you familiar with the term? I'm sure you are, Jay, because it's popping up everywhere, and it seems like all of a sudden, folks listening right now, yeah, Doug, I know what you're talking about. There are all these discussions about why we have to, in the public sector, have diversity, and we hire these officers who are called diversity, equity, and inclusion officers. The Air Force just hired one for $183,500 a year. There are graduate certificates being offered in this a new career path. And I'm wondering how many of you think that I'm just looking around. There are 10 colleges that offer master's degrees in diversity, equity, and inclusion. So what does this mean? Why does Cornell University have this course? Why do other schools have it? And why do people hire somebody? Is this Is this because of Black Lives Matter? Do you have to be black to be a diverse?
It's not only about racism, ethnicity and race, but also just in general. Like, it can be that people come from various backgrounds. Equality is the individual or group is given the same resources and opportunities. Equity recognizes that each person has different circumstances and allocates.
But you need to have one person, like my community just hired a guy. I'm going to interview him today on my television program that I do for the locals here. And good guy. I met him. He's a very intelligent guy. But I wonder, and I'll ask him about the need. What's the need? Do you think that you would see it differently if you were white versus if you were black?
Or if you came from a wealthy family versus a family living in poverty.
Mm-hmm. So that's part of what this is about, then. Are you suggesting that your lifestyle is part of this?
It's just in general, circumstances, people have different circumstances. Think about when the pandemic was starting and there was that big comment of, well, we're all in the same boat. And then a lot of people were like, no, we are not all in the same boat. We're all in the same storm. But some people are on yachts. Some people are in rafts. Some people.
Well, but there are some who think that the job of the focus on equity is to make sure that everybody, whether they can afford a yacht or not, has one, or they get to ride in one, or they get to have the benefits of having a yacht, which is ridiculous. But there are the people who think, he's got a yacht. Why can't I have a yacht? Well, what have you done to earn it? Isn't that part of the discussion, or shouldn't it be? I know it's a sticky can of worms, but something to think about, eh? 48 after the hour.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. And today, expect mostly sunny conditions with a high on life that can only come from cruising down the road on two wheels. Kids will wave, dogs will bark, and cyclists in padded shorts will instantly regret their chosen mode of transportation. Whereas you, on the other hand, will look super duper cool. Back to you in the studio.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day is a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I can see my favorite dog playing the piano as we get into our discussion this week with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, heard on many of these same stations every weekend. Also, you can hear Warren's tips every day on the Good Day program. Warren Eckstein here with Doug Stephan and Jay Kirshner. It's Gotcha Day. Well, how does that apply to dogs?
Well,
gotcha.
Most people, at least most people I know, try to celebrate their dog or cat's birthday. However, the majority of my listeners, and I'm sure your listeners too, adopt or rescue dogs and cats. So you have no idea what their birthday is. So what they have is what they call Gotcha Day. It's the day you adopted that dog or cat, and that's his birthday from this point on. I think it's a great idea. You just take part of the family. Everyone has a birthday, and then I think our dogs and cats that are rescued deserve a birthday as well. So Gotcha Day is all about celebrating the fact the day you adopted that dog or cat and brought him home.
Oh, sweet. I gotcha.
I gotcha.
I gotcha. All right. I was doing talking to Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the doctors that we carry on the program with advice every week for folks about their health. And one of the discussions was depression and how it takes its toll on you, heart disease, Alzheimer's, all kinds of things. And, you know, there are now drugs. I'm not sure that there aren't. I've seen this with my dogs over the years. They people that aren't that are clueless, that aren't tuned in, don't recognize it. But your dog, I suppose your cat too, can be depressed the same as human beings get depressed, right? So what do we do about that?
Well, there's a few things. Number one is I take a photo of my dog at least every other week. And the reason I take photos of my dogs is I like to compare them from month to month to see if they look any different. That's an important part of it, noticing how your dog or cat looks. But if you notice that your dog or cat all of a sudden is not excited about going out for their walk or not excited about playing or doesn't eat with the gusto he used to, and they try to avoid contact with you, if you find your dog pacing and not sleeping, very similar to the effects depression has on people. There are things you can do. In fact, in severe cases, there are medications, but as a behaviorist, I kind of avoid that. So what you need to do is kind of change the routine, get that excitement generated again, take them for a walk in a different neighborhood, introduce them to new things and new people. So dogs can go through that type of depression, and very often, depression can lead to physical illnesses as well, based on the fact that they're just not getting the exercise or the mental stimulation that they need. Yeah. Sure. So it's very important to understand that as a behaviorist, and I deal with this all the time, so many dogs, when people go out and adopt or rescue a dog or a cat from a shelter, they bring the dog or cat home, and for the few days or a week or so, the dog or cat just doesn't respond to them, and they bring it back, or they don't understand it. You need to give that dog the opportunity to decompress. We don't know what he went through. Was he a street dog? Was he abused? Was he victimized? So it's important to understand when you adopt a dog or a cat, give them the opportunity to decompress, and just make sure you stimulate their mind. We always talk about physical stimulation, and that's great. You know, I like going to the gym. I like exercising, but my dogs need that as well. So mental stimulation is just as important as physical stimulation, not only to keep the dog healthy, but also to keep the dog's personality where you want it to be, up and around. And the more mental stimulation a dog gets, the less behavioral issues they have. Take it from me.
All right, so that's some good advice. Pay attention to your dog. If you have that companion, that dog, that cat's going to pay attention to you because that's what their life is all about. You are their life. So give them the same courtesy, the kindness of paying attention to who they are and what they're all about. I think that's just I want to make sure Daisy is okay every day. So you check her, you feel her, you know, make sure the body is good. And look in her eyes and, you know, just give her a kiss.
You know, it was interesting. Something came up this week. We're talking about the, is it possible that your pets from the past can visit you?
Yes.
And people, yes. People contact me and say, you can hear their paws walking. You can smell their scent. You hear their collar. You can hear their voice. You might even feel the dog's presence or the cat's presence in bed with you. You hear a song that reminds you of them on the radio. Happy thoughts come of them in and out of blue. So it's amazing. I believe this. And, I'm not the most spiritual person in the world, but I do believe there are visitations from not only people but animals as well that you've loved in the past. I don't think that love ever dissipates. It never disappears. It's always there. And I think that love is some type of bridge between the ever after and the now.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that one. I can see Charlotte and Daisy all the time. Just the way she turns around and looks at me when we're out walking and talking to each other. Here's the story of a firefighter who lured a trapped dog off of the ice using treats and then lifted him over a 10-foot wall so he survived.
Another hero.
Michigan. Yeah.
Another
right,
hero.
Exactly. Don't you love those stories? Always
best.
Good stories with Warren. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Check it out at thepetshow.com. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can check that out at gooddayshow.com. 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.